Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about creating an inclusive team. So let's get into it. So the question was, hi Frederick, how can a software engineering manager create an inclusive team environment showing concern for success and well-being? Well, It depends a little bit on at what level you want to put this, because you can make an argument for showing concern for people's well-being. I would say that you can put that at different levels. Let me explain that a little bit. So if I, for example, say to you that your family members show you, well, they show you a concern for your well-being, hopefully, if everything's going as it should be, I hope, then the intimacy and the tangibility of how that feels is a lot higher, because these are people that you are very close with. These are people you might be seeing them very often and so forth. You're very involved with them, if that makes sense. That concern that they are showing is at a more intimate level than, let's say, that a complete stranger sees you drop something on the street and they go and fetch it and tell you that you dropped this thing and they kindly offer it back to you. And because the stranger is showing concern for your well-being just as your family members, it's just at different levels, if that makes sense. And the same thing goes for an engineering manager. If you are an engineering manager who has, let's say, one team or two teams maybe, well, then you're probably on a pretty, you're gonna most likely see your people pretty much every day, or I don't know if you're joining the stand-ups or so forth. So you're probably very involved. You're a recognizable face in the crowd of people in the stand-up, right? And that brings you to one level, like that makes it possible for you to reach a certain level of intimacy and show a concern, because you have the face time necessary to actually build a more meaningful relationship. But on the other hand, if you have a lot of people that you're dealing with, you might not be able to do that. You might have to only meet them I've had managers that I might meet them once a month, maybe once every other month, etc., etc. It's not a frequent thing, right? And in those situations, it's more difficult to show, like, to actually build a sensation in the developers. But I think that you can still show the same sort of thing. It's just that you have to set your expectations differently. So if you are very much involved with the software team and like on a basically daily basis, the way that I try to suggest, at the very least, to create an inclusive team environment is that I actually try to make sure that each of the software developers understand sort of that we prioritize teamwork within the team. In other words, I actually go out of my way to, I even declare some very silly little rules that I set up in a README file saying that these are our rules or the team values. And the team values I try to follow as a baseline is always, number one, over communicate, which basically means that don't sit by yourself if you don't know anything. Don't, try to just ship things and then ignore everybody else. Make sure that before you are making like big changes that affects everybody's workflow, or a coworker is asking for help or something like that, that you that is your priority. Your priority is to make sure that everybody in the team is productive. That is the focus. No exceptions whatsoever. And if you don't do that, then we need to talk about that, because that is the first and most fundamental principle in order for you to build a relationship with anyone. If you don't communicate, there is no way to build a relationship. Second thing is that I try to push on, which is a rule as well, trust. We have to trust each other. We have to trust that each of the people here are trying their best and trying to do whatever they can to deliver and learn and develop and so forth. Because if we can't trust that people are doing the best that they can, it breeds problems with the communication as well. And you start to see issues here very quickly if things aren't working out really well. People get very isolated very often, and people avoid taking code reviews and things like that. These are telltale signs. Third is that we need to deliver results. In other words, you are expected to perform. According to your level, of course, you mean, or very open with that. It's also a thing that is very good to make sure that you make people understand that you're not going to expect a junior to perform at the level of a senior. You're trying to communicate that for your level, I expect you to produce results. I expect you to see growth in you, and I expect you to do your best. That is what I'm expecting of you. And then it's really important, like, these are situations where you can really show the concern for someone's well-being, and that is what we to have what we call a blameless culture, where if someone makes mistakes, and it's an honest-to-God mistake, don't make a big deal of it. You actually just calm them down and say, it's okay, like, mistakes happen, let's focus now on fixing the thing, and then be very transparent when you yourself are making mistakes, so that you actually make sure that people understand that things happen. It's okay, because once it's happened, we will just say, okay, this is something we need to fix in the future. Then we will move on to fixing the problem, and then we will actually address the fundamental reasons, if there are things that are systematically wrong, and how we can fix those sorts of issues. We might have a retrospective, we might just discuss, let's create a story for A, B, and C to make sure that, I don't know, there are tests or something like that for this specific case, etc., etc. Don't put the focus so much on the failure itself. Put the focus on fixing the problem, learning from it, and moving on. And then let it lie. Like, don't keep it around for, like, later reference or anything. Like, truly forgive and forget, if that makes sense. And then lastly, I put fulfillment, which is that each of the people in the team needs to feel as if they are contributing towards meaningful work. And so if you have people who have a desire to do certain things or wants to try out various things and so forth, it's very important that you don't put some people on a pedestal in the team. Who, like, you know, the classic one is, do you have a senior software developer who's really good at everything, and he gets to do everything that is cool or very challenging or so forth, because it's so convenient, because he already knows it, right? And then say the other people are left doing, like, really, like, nothing work. That creates a very lopsided team, where if that person goes, it's actually damaging to the team, and it also makes everybody else in many cases feel as if they are less than this person, because they're not able to confidently change things or improve things in an area where, like, everybody feels when someone is extra involved in something that is meaningful towards the team, like they're doing the core stuff, if that makes sense. And everybody needs to be able to work on the core stuff to get the sensation of fulfillment, to make them feel as if I'm making meaningful contributions towards this team. I'm not just like a little side person who does some little trivial thing over here. I'm actually doing meaningful stuff. And if you put these all into practice when you're at the team level, it usually helps a lot. When you're dealing with it at a higher level, if you're dealing with a lot of developers, it's usually very rare, I think, that you can get that rapport going. The best way I've seen it is that you have these one-on-one meetings with developers, and you try to talk to them, to really hear them out and really just listen to them as much as possible, and be there for them if they actually do open up to you in these one-on-one meetings. So what I want you to take away from this is that the two ways that I usually suggest that engineering managers create inclusiveness and a sensation of showing concern and well-being and so forth for developers is that if you're working with a lot of people, it's difficult for you to get very, very involved into the daily work. In that case, just try to listen to people. Try to be a friendly face that the developers can really talk to. Don't judge them. Like, listen without judgment as much as humanly possible. If you're involved in the team at the team level, it's very good for you to foster an environment, as I said, where you're trying to emphasize over communication. Communication is key in order for you to build a meaningful relationship, so make sure that people don't just hear you say you should help each other. Make sure that they know that. I go as far as to say that when I see things in the ready for production column or ready for new code review column, and I see that that's not moving, I say, stop everything you're doing, guys. We're all going to sit down now and do the code reviews, because it's not happening, and we need to get into that habit because it's blocking work. So make sure that everybody's actually accountable to over communicate. make sure that you're building trust, make sure that people feel like, yeah, the people here are all value building in some way, and then people understand that people are at different levels, so they understand what type of expectations to put on each other. Because if you have a bunch of seniors who are bitter towards the juniors because they're juniors, that's not going to work. You're going to have to make sure that they are aware of that this is a new person, they're going to need some training, or other situations like that. Third, make sure that there is performance, because the team has to perform. People need to feel like they are accountable to doing a good job, and they won't need to feel as if they are actually producing good results. Because if, as I've said before, if you all sit there and just say that, yeah, we can do better next time, like, if sooner or later people are going to start feeling really bad. Because if you never win ever, and you always lose, or you always have bugs or anything, it's things like that, it corrodes the entire thing usually. Lastly, make sure that you give us a sensation of fulfillment towards the developers. They need to feel like the things that they are doing are enjoyable and meaningful. And enjoyable means basically being able to work on like things that feel that are value building towards the team itself, but it also has to feel meaningful. In other words, they can't just be on these side things that never touches the really, you know, the core stuff that is important to the team. Make sure that you don't create a lopsided team where people feel like, put your trust in the people, and make sure that new developers get a chance to touch the stuff that is maybe easiest to give to this person who might be very, very advanced or so forth and so forth, and have them help with it. Your goal should be for them to all to feel like, yeah, I can do all these things. I feel like I'm a meaningful part of this team. Have a great day.